Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is day 18 of Joshua, Living the Victorious Life. Today's title is Don't Forget to Remember. Francis Schaeffer said, "The stones were to tell the other nations round about that this God is different. He really exists. He is a living God, a God of real power who is imminent in the world." Our text today is Joshua 4, 1 through 10. "When all the nation had finished passing over the Jordan, the Lord said to Joshua, 'Take 12 men from the people, from each tribe a man, and command them, saying, Take 12 stones from here out of the midst of the Jordan, from the very place where the priest's feet stood firmly, and bring them over with you and lay them down in the place where you lodge tonight.' Then Joshua called the 12 men from the people of Israel, whom he had appointed, a man from each tribe, and Joshua said to them, 'Pass on before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of the Jordan, and take up each of you a stone upon his shoulder, according to the number of tribes of the people of Israel, that this may be a sign among you. When your children ask in time to come, what do those stones mean to you? Then you shall tell them that the waters of the Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord. When it passed over the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. So these stones shall be to the people of Israel a memorial forever.' And the people of Israel did just as Joshua commanded, and took up 12 stones out of the midst of the Jordan, according to the number of the tribes of the people of Israel, just as the Lord told Joshua. And they carried them over with them to the place where they had lodged, and laid them down there. And Joshua set up 12 stones in the midst of the Jordan, in the place where the feet of the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant had stood. And they are there to this day. For the priests bearing the Ark stood in the midst of the Jordan until everything was finished that the Lord commanded Joshua to tell the people, according to all that Moses had commanded Joshua. The people passed over in haste." This fourth chapter of Joshua is about remembering. While there are some things we need to remember to forget, there are moments we forget to remember. Sometimes we need to look back at His provision so we can be reminded to look forward to His presence in order to live in the present with His power. God tells the Israelites to take 12 stones from the dry riverbed and place them as a monument and testimony of God's sovereignty. Note that these stones were taken out of the deepest part of the middle of the riverbed. I truly believe that our strongest memorials will come from the deepest parts of our lives. Our hardest moments could actually become our highest memorials. The stones in the middle of our deepest pain can become the greatest statements of God's goodness. And notice that these stones were to be a memorial to the people of Israel forever. I need memories that will outlive me. My children don't necessarily need another sermon as much as they need some stones. They need some reminders of when God showed up in power. They need a testimony of His strength during the tests of my weakness. They need something they can see that will say something about who He is and all that He has done. I don't know about you, but I don't do a very good job of creating moments to the memories of the goodness of God for my family to remember. I mean, I have the 12 stones. Really, I do. In our backyard, in front of the cross a special family friend built for us. We have 12 stacked stones. They even have a light on them. But I haven't used them to shed light on all that God has done. God, help me to create some memorials so that others might be encouraged, my children might be educated, and the whole world might be enlightened to who You are. We have a God who has done great things, and those things are worth remembering. Don't miss what happens in Joshua 4:9. While the 12 men would set up a visible memorial in Gilgal, Joshua set up a hidden memorial in the midst of the Jordan River. Joshua would take 12 stones and place them right where the priests stood holding the Ark of the Covenant. The waters of the Jordan would eventually cover these stones. So the question arises, why set up a memorial that no one can see? I believe the answer is that sometimes you need special moments with God where you have clearly realized His presence. Those 12 stones that Joshua laid down were Joshua's way of worshiping God. The 12 stones in Gilgal would be a memorial for all to remember God's power. The 12 stones amid the Jordan River would be Joshua's way to highlight his personal experience of God's presence and power. The stones laid by the 12 men would be for remembrance. The stones placed by Joshua would be for reverence. May we each set stones in place to help us remember to remind others of all that He has done. May they also cause you to stop and worship His presence in your life. Questions. What is God doing in your life that is worth remembering? What legacy are you leaving your children concerning all that God has done? What do your neighbors know about your God by the moments you have memorialized? When was the last time you experienced Jesus' presence in such a powerful way that it caused you to stop and demonstrate your love for Him? Pray with me. Lord, thank You for moments of remembrance and moments of reverence. I pray today that we would be inspired to set up those stones in our own lives so that we could use them to point to You. We love You, Lord. In Your name we pray. Amen.